Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, another show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, you want your money to start working harder for you now. Not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about not about being rich only, but living a rich life where you can create a great ripple effect in the lives of others, because as you're blessed financially, you can be a greater blessing in the lives of others. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for binging and sharing and tuning in, subscribing to our YouTube channel and everything you guys have done. Thank you for being a part of this mission, because this is what keeps me going. This is what keeps me fired up each day. And you guys are a big part of that. As a reminder, go to our website, moneyripples.com. On there, you'll find a passive income calculator that you can actually figure out how much passive income you could create in the next year. So make sure you go and check that out. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. Okay, guys. So recently I saw something that just confirmed something I've been saying for years. Now, I know not that old, but I have seen something that definitely is starting to come out more often, which is the 4% rule, right? If you don't know what the 4% rule has traditionally said, that whatever amount of money you save in retirement, you should be able to live on 4% a year and not run out of money while you're alive. So if you wanted to have $40,000 a year to live on, you would need to save $1 million, because 4% of 1 million is $40,000 a year, right? If you want to live on $100,000, that 4% rule means you got to save about $2.5 million, right? Now, they don't tell you about factoring in taxes. They don't say anything else. Most of the time when this rule came out, and this is what I was starting to teach early on as a financial advisor, was that, yeah, well, when you're older, you don't need more money. You know, you're going to be cheaper. Kids, you'll be moved out of the house. You're going to pay off your house anyways, because you'll be debt-free, just like Dave Ramsey says, right? And you're going to do everything you need to do to live cheap. And there it is. You know, that's it. You know, you're just going to have this cheap life. You're going to sit on your front porch drinking lemonade, not realizing, oh, shoot, that's because I don't have enough money. So that was the kind of the picture we painted. But I'll tell you, even as a financial advisor, we started questioning, is 4% too much? Because, you know, when you move into retirement, it's not like you're taking stock market returns. If you're trying to get stock market returns, and remember, the average actual return of the S&P 500 the last 30 years has been about 8.5%, with this record 13 years in a row up, right? So that means almost half of those years has just been the last 13 going up. And we still have only averaged an actual return of about 8.5% for 30 years. So when I started to put in real numbers as a financial advisor, if I put in 8%, because when you factor in fees and, you know, and the fact that funds usually don't even get you the S&P 500 returns, but even when you factor that in, 8% might be kind of aggressive. It might be a reasonable number that's possible, right? But you put those numbers in, you say, oof, that's not so great. That's not awesome. This is a big, big problem. Just so you know, many, many times, you know, if you look at this, the big issue that we have is that you can't save enough money. So for example, if you wanted to get to that $100,000 or that $2.5 million goal, and let's just say you do have 40 years to work to do that. Here's what you have to do. For 40 years at an 8% return, you got to save $9,000 a year to get there, right? Which sounds great. Like, hell, $2.5 million, save $9,000 a year for the next 40 years. That's 750 bucks a month. That's doable, right? Oh, but wait, I forgot about inflation. I'm not even counting taxes yet, but what about inflation? What if it's 3%? So as a financial advisor, I would put in the 3%. Guess what? You can't just save 9,000 a year anymore at 3% inflation. If you want that same lifestyle of 100,000 a year today, you would have to save about 30,000 a year to get to that 2.5 million lifestyle standpoint. Again, before taxes. Oh, but wait, what if inflation actually isn't 3%? Because the truth is, we all know that inflation is much higher than what the government's telling us. We know that the government is not great at giving us accurate numbers, right? They give us the numbers that allow them to keep Social Security lasting longer when they do the cost of living benefit increases based on these numbers. So what if that just went up 1%? What if we just went from 3% to 4% inflation? Now you'd think it'd be just a little increase on that 30,000 a year. Mm-mm. Nope. 44,000 a year. You got to save almost $4,000 a month if it's a 4% inflation rate. What if it's 5? What if we were wrong? What if it's 6 or 7? You're seeing what's happening here, right? This is, again, based on the 4% rule. But the problem is, of course, that inflation is actually higher than people have guessed. The returns, when you get into retirement, because you're not investing in the stock market as much, you're now taking more conservative funds to ensure you preserve your capital. You don't run out of money and lose money in the market. When you go with more conservative returns, those returns are lower than you plan on. And because of inflation and because the returns are not great for conservative type of funds, and because people are living longer, between those three things, we started questioning even 15 plus years ago, well, what happens? Like, maybe 4% is too much. Maybe it should be 2 or 3% instead. You realize that changes everything, right? Because now, if let's just say it's 3%. By the way, the Wall Street Journal just recently, in the last few weeks, came out with an article saying 4% no longer is probably no longer the benchmark people should be using. They're saying more like 3.3%. So let's go with 3%. If it's 3%, if you want the same $100,000, guess what? You need about $3.33 million, not 2.5, but $3.33 million to do that. So now you got to have even more money. Guys, you realize that for 40 years, you got to be saving on average well beyond, especially if inflation is actually higher than we think it is, even at 4%, right? I think 4% is a very conservative number. That means you got to save what, 60,000 plus a year to finally hit your goal? Does that sound reasonable to you? Mm-mm. No, not at all. That's $5,000 a month. The average American barely makes more than that right now. You understand the problem that we're having here. This is why financial advising was getting hard for me. This is why I would lower the numbers. I'd make it 2% on inflation instead of 3. Because then when I did 3% and I started putting 8% as return on the stock market, it looked dismal. It didn't look encouraging at all, especially for people starting out fresh out of college. And they're trying to put away a couple hundred dollars a month into their retirement plans, whether it be 401ks or Roth IRAs or whatever we put them into. And a couple hundred dollars a month, they wouldn't be anywhere close. They would have to have Social Security to do that. Oh, wait, that's the same thing the baby boomers are experiencing right now. They're realizing they don't have enough either. By the way, the average 401k right now has just over a quarter million. I'd probably venture to say if they update 2021 numbers, we might be over 300,000 for the average 60-year-old. 300,000 living on 3%. That's 9,000 a year, guys, before you pay taxes. That's not even a 9,000 a year lifestyle. That's 9,000 before taxes come out. You need Social Security in that kind of scenario so you don't run out of money. It's not because people aren't saving. Again, I did an episode before. If you remember it, I went through the statistics that the majority of people actually are saving. More than half of people are actually savers, not spenders. Yet, it's still not enough. So this 4% rule has been a beauty for financial advisors because even though that's still, if you remember, when we factor in inflation, it's still a pretty aggressive thing. Imagine how depressing it'd be being a financial advisor telling people, yeah, that 4% rule, not good. You should do 2 or 3%. You know, I'm not even talking about 2. Again, I'm being devil's advocate saying that 3% is enough and that inflation is only 4% that you're pulling, that you're dealing with, right? That's a big difference. That is a massive difference there. So guys, again, I've said it forever, but of course the Wall Street Journal comes out with it. And there's been other articles that have come out over the years questioning this 4% rule that's been around since the 90s. And the guy, by the way, the guy that developed that rule that all the financial advisors took hook, line, and sinker, he still thinks that's a legit number. He's like, I've run the numbers. It works. Well, he didn't run the numbers based on higher inflation than what the government's reporting. He didn't run those numbers about people living longer either. And what about a millennial that thinks the 4% rule is going to make them FIRE, financially independent, retire early? How many millennials are actually going to be able to say, oh, I'm not there anymore. And oh, 4% definitely doesn't work if I'm trying to retire by 40, right? These are the problems we're running into right now. This is the very situation I've been trying to battle for years. This is the same thing as like when I was a financial advisor, people would say that, you know, that Einstein said that compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world, right? Compound interest, the eighth wonder of the world. That's great. You should do it. Einstein said it. He was a genius. It must be true. By the way, Einstein never said that compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. All I've found, the only time I find hit that quote is either on a financial advisor site or a network marketing site. That's it. That's the only places I found it. Nowhere has Einstein ever said compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, talking about money. He talked about compounding numbers, but that is definitely not what he's talking about with compound interest. Wrong context, wrong situation. This is the same thing. This 4% rule is like that misquoted Einstein quote. It's the same old junk over and over, thinking that's going to be enough. But again, if baby boomers haven't figured it out, if they haven't done it, and now Gen Xers, my generation, are moving into retirement here soon, maybe we should start getting a clue. Guys, that is not the answer. 3% rule, 4% rule doesn't matter. It is not enough. And again, you're gambling your money hoping. And that's why people keep their money in the stock market, hoping and praying it'll keep going up. But if it goes down, their life is ruined. Do not put yourself in a place where you ruin your life because you're trying to gamble with your money, trying to shortcut something that doesn't work. It's not about working harder. It's not even about trying to work smarter by saving a lot. Those are all good things. It's about working right. It's about doing the right things in the right way. This is why we talk about going away from the stock markets. This is why the traditional financial advising model is broken. And this is why I left in 2006 to leave being a financial advisor. It is broken. It doesn't work. It's kaput, right? It's lame. It's done. The way to go is looking at these alternative investments, looking at ways to generate income. That's what got me that inspired in 2006. Not only did I leave being a financial advisor, but then I got excited because when I realized, wait a minute, what if somebody made 12% a year, an actual real 12% a year, but it's coming in on a monthly basis? So that's 1% a month. That means that they have $100,000, that's paying them $1,000 a month, not living on 3%, but getting a 12% of stable income. And what if that's based on real assets, not arbitrary fake numbers like you see in the stock market right now? What if it could be more certain with less risk, yet higher returns? Sounds too good to be true? That's the same thing I thought too when I was a financial advisor. I thought the same thing, and yet I was proven wrong. And man, am I so glad I listened, because that's what changed my life, and that's what could change yours too. So guys, don't buy in for one second thinking that this 4% rule works. Don't even think that the 3% rule is going to be enough, because yet many people are still not able to feel truly financially free. Even if they've got millions of dollars saved up, what is that million actually creating in income? Look outside the norm. Go away from the masses where they're broke. Look outside and look at the places where those of us that have actually done it and are still living it today are doing it and making it work. There is where you should look. Again, if you've got questions on what to do with that, you can always reach out to us through our website, moneyripples.com. But my challenge to you is to do away. Don't even worry about the 3-4% rule anymore. That rule will not save you. You can take control of your own destiny and your own money, but it requires you to fire that financial advisor, fire that old way of thinking, and move into something that actually has been proven to work versus those that have been proven not to work. That is my challenge to you guys today. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week so you can have a prosperous life. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.